Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, goodness gracious. Feels like we ought to play Taps to open the show this morning, David. It feels like hope is dying. I don't know if you're paying attention.
Morning, Mully. Yeah, it's Wednesday. Hope has it's left limping. The building.
Hope is walking with a limp.
So that's why Jed Hoyer gave up.
That was about as frustrating as any game you're ever going to see.
Yeah, well, that's as frustrating as the last time the Cubs didn't score runs or a run. Yep. Or were shut out.
And that's recent too, right?
Yeah.
That's twice in three games?
That's exactly right. And I think that's what's frustrating. So we can come in here yesterday and study and examine and discuss all of the reasons why Jed said what he said and what it means and how it bothers us. But then you watch them anemically, feebly go to the plate and fail to score runs. And you're like, okay, I get it now.
Feeble offense. They had 10 guys on base, couldn't knock in a run. They had the bases loaded a couple times, couldn't knock in.
Too good of a lineup to be that bad.
I wonder who's the guy? I mean, who is the guy? Is it Cody Bellinger? Who's their best offensive player?
Missing?
Yeah.
Unsigned?
Yes.
On the injured list?
On another team.
Not there. On another team. Yes. I don't know. What's J.D. Martinez hitting? I don't want to get caught up on any one specific guy they didn't get.
No,
but they didn't get somebody.
That's the point, is that they don't have the guy. You're not sitting there thinking, oh, this is the guy. Oh, here he goes.
Well, once this guy gets hot.
They're pulling Bush and they're putting in Patrick Wisdom. What a brilliant move.
You know, sometimes when we lump things generally in a direction of, okay, the Cubs are bad as a group offensively, I think it's accurate. Yeah. But I also think it does give Dansby Swanson a huge pass.
Yes, it does.
He is the guy who is the most paid, highest paid player, position player overall, right? Yeah, he's the highest paid Cub.
Yeah.
And he's the guy that I think has had the widest gap between expectations and results.
Right.
He gets paid a lot of money, and he has disappointed a lot of people. He can't hit. He's not hitting this year.
Yeah, when you don't have the guy, when you don't have somebody that can put the team on his back, then you have a lot of guys that you look at and you wonder, well, why is he getting this and does he deserve that? And because you don't have anybody. You know, maybe it is Cody Bellinger when he comes back. It was great to see him in the batting cage. It was
good to see him back.
Yeah.
And he looked as...
He looked concentrated and good. He looked focused, kind of unfazed.
And unfazed. Can he be both at the same time?
Yeah, he looks like Cody Bellinger.
Yeah. It looked good.
Yep.
And I hope he's back soon. I don't know when.
He needs to come back yesterday.
But he's not.
If I'm following this.
He needs to come back yesterday, yeah. Because his middle finger is hurting and the Cubs' middle fingers are, or Cub fans' middle fingers are active.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's one way of putting it.
Well, this is frustrating. They had an opportunity. What did we say? Sweep or bust?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that dramatic.
I think they got to win the series.
They have to win the series. They got the ace going today. Justin Steele on the mound. Day game. Wrigley Field.
They got to win the day game. They're good in day games.
Do we know that for sure?
Not a clue.
We have to figure that out.
I just think traditionally over the years.
All right. Let's get the Cubs record in day games.
Oh, boy.
I want to know. I want to know if this is a reason for
optimism. I like a day game. How's that work?
We all do.
Yeah.
But does that mean we have to watch the Sox undivided attention too after the Cubs game? I like dividing my attention with the Sox.
Yeah. Sox I can't bear anymore.
I will get back to the Cubs. I don't understand how the Sox can't execute when the Rangers try a double steal and everybody watching the game and in the ballpark know it's coming. And Nicky Lopez can't do one or the other, and they allow the Rangers to hoodwink them. How does that happen?
I don't think they're a very good baseball
team. Bad fundamental baseball
team.
That's
what I'm saying. Bad fundamental. I mean, they're obviously not an exceptionally talented team.
Yeah, but
the way they play the game, and again, you got to wonder about the manager. You got to wonder about the way they're teaching the sport to people.
You can't be both. You can't be untalented and unaware.
You've got to be, if you're as untalented as they are, you got to be excellent in the other elements of the game.
You can't be bad and dumb.
Yeah.
You have to be, you can be good and dumb. You can be bad and smart, but you can't be bad and dumb.
They're bad and they're dumb. I mean, that is like, what's left?
Put it on a t-shirt.
It's so,
a lot of t-shirts.
So awful. We got it's too bad. Many t-shirts.
Too many.
Oh, too many. Goodness gracious.
White Sox 2024. It's personal. There's a lot of slogans going around. Not a lot of winning. Yeah. 9 straight losses for the White Sox. The Cubs have an opportunity to win the series. And then what? I think maybe, you know, they needed to win the series. They can't lose it. They can't lose it without what are the consequences if they lose it? I don't quite know. It's just more the same rhetoric. It's just more the same disappointment. Well, it's just very familiar and redundant.
If they get shut out today,
oh, geez, stop.
I think Dustin quits. I think he just says no more. Can't
no mas.
Can't live day to day.
Podcast
too many
unplugged.
People be cheering for that.
Yeah. No.
What would the podcast?
Here's the good news: the Cubs don't play tomorrow.
Yeah. They're off tomorrow.
Thursday's an off day.
Thank goodness.
Wow, isn't that awful? That you hear they're not playing and you feel a sense of relief. But yeah, I mean, games like last night's. Is it worth 85 minutes of lost sleep to stay up and watch that?
Rain delay, where did that come from? Did we know that was happening? What happened to this weather? It's so unpredictable.
I got a notice that it was going to rain at 4 o'clock in the morning. And it didn't. It had already rained, but I got enough issues. I don't need Alexa telling me it's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got to turn off that feature.
It was a long rain delay. I didn't think it would be 84 minutes. It's an hour and a half.
It's a lot of rain, too. It was like, it was coming down in sheets.
Deluge.
It was.
It was a deluge.
Yeah. It was quick. Like, if that happened for a day,
oh man,
mother of God, there'd be more trees falling.
You'd be looking for the ark.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It was that sort of a sudden rainstorm where, like, even I was like, hey, it's really coming down. And I'm looking at Zach's photos as he's updating things, and because I stopped watching the minute it was going rain delay. I started doing
Zach
other
likes
things.
To keep people updated.
This is why we're
on
in
his
delay.
Twitter feed.
And I'm looking at it like, wow.
Zach's a very good press box photographer or radio booth photographer. The vantage point is the same.
Zach's good at a lot of things.
Yes, he is. Very talented. Very talented broadcaster.
No
versatile.
No question about it.
A lot of Bears thoughts.
Good man.
A lot of Bears thoughts. He can't fit them all in the course of a game, a pregame, postgame, fifth inning. He's got a lot of Bears thoughts.
Oh, boy. We have a lot of Bears thoughts. We're going to talk a lot about the Bears. It's just the lead story has got to be the runless Cubs. How do you come – you have that game sitting there for you. You want to get into a playoff race. You want to get into the playoffs as a wild card. And guess what? The pitching staff, once again, the best ERA in baseball over the month of July. It seems like – wow, if they get in the playoffs, what a dangerous team. How are they going to get there?
Yeah, Jim
Bowden. If they can't score a bloody run.
Said that a couple weeks ago, and he's right. And Jameson Taillon deserved better. He has been very good. He was as good as he...
He was real good.
As he has been the last month or so. Actually, when you look at Cubs.com, they did a nice job of looking at his last 33 starts, essentially the last year of production, a season's worth of sample. And he has been what they expected him to be.
He was so dejected sounding in the postgame. I'm not saying this is the case, but it sounded like someone told him, you're out of here.
Let's hear that.
It really did. It sounded as if someone had said it to him. Just like
free agency is kind of a two-way street. Like the team commits to you and they pay you handsomely and pay you money, and then you do your homework as a player and you grind to make it to free agency, and it's a big honor to even get there and have teams interested in you. And then, you know, you get to vet teams and think about cities and where you want to live and maybe buy a house. So there's a lot that goes into it, and it's a two-way commitment. It's kind of like a little mini marriage. I've had a great time here. I love showing up here every day. It's a great group of guys. I think we've said it a lot. Like, I feel like we should be better than we are. But to this point, we just haven't gotten it done, and results speak louder than, you know, any words we can say here. So, I would love to stay here. Obviously, I chose coming to Chicago and being a Cub. So that's where I'm at.
I don't know if he sounds dejected or matter of fact. There's a slight difference, right? I think
but
if he
the
sounds,
tone of it, I mean, he had a really good outing.
He did. He deserved better.
He did deserve
better. I don't think that sounded like goodbye necessarily. I hope it's not.
I hope it's not either, but it sounded like someone told him, hey, this could be goodbye.
He's pretty aware. I mean, he's one of the more self-aware players in that clubhouse. I got to think that that was on his mind. He did a nice job of compartmentalizing it if it was. He knows. Because I think he talked about also when he was a young prospect with the Pirates. And one of his coaches told him that when on the backfield, whenever you pitch, and he saw all the scouts there at spring training, whenever you pitch, essentially you're pitching for every team in Major League Baseball. And he says it's the same thing every time he goes out as a major leaguer. I hope he stays. If he goes, I think it's a huge statement about where the Cubs are, and I wouldn't like what it says.
I just had a flashback because years ago, I was in the press box, the press room at Halas Hall, and Dave Wannstedt walked in, and he had just cut Shane Matthews, like, for about the fourth or fifth time or whatever. Shane was constantly being cut. And Moon says to him, John Mullen from the Arlington Herald at the time says to him, how did Shane take it? How did Shane take it? And Dave was like not expecting the question. And he was like, he kind of was surprised. He said, well, Shane knows. Shane knows. He knows. He knows. And then Dave left. And we were like, what do you think he means? Like Shane knows. Like Shane knows he stinks. Like what exactly is the self-knowledge he possesses after he gets cut?
What did he mean? Like he knew that he was going
to be back and forth
on the shuttle?
He knew he was done.
Yeah.
Well, it was so funny to hear, just to say it, well, he knows. Like, you know, what does he know? But what he knows is that he picked Chicago, and he came here, and they paid him handsomely, and now they can trade him. He can't pick where he goes because he's getting paid handsomely. That's what was so interesting about what he said. That's the reality of baseball. And he's telling you, I bought a house here. This is a marriage, and they want out of it. That's kind of how it sounded to me.
They're looking for ways to make the most of that investment, to get a return on that investment. I don't know if the best return on that investment isn't keeping him. I think that is the best way to get the return on Jameson Taillon. I really do. I think that it's hard for me to say yesterday in response to what Jed Hoyer said about any move they make will be with 2025 in mind.
Yes.
And then a day later endorse the idea of them trading one of their most consistent starting pitchers. He is one of the most consistent starting pitchers.
And that's the strength of the team,
and
is the consistency of
their
starting.
Keep your strength a strength.
Right.
In any sport, in any team building, any roster construction, keep your strength a strength. I don't know how you accomplish that or get closer to that by trading one of your most consistent starting pitchers. So I would be very disappointed if that was Jameson Taillon's last start. I'm not advocating keep everybody because it's not working, but you've got to be disciplined here. I don't think you trade him just because the deadline is upon you.
Well, if you have concluded, and I'm not saying they've come to this conclusion, but having a couple of shutout games, right? Scoreless games in a week before the trade deadline, it's telling you something if you're listening closely enough. So, you know, Dansby Swanson is the highest paid guy at $26 million. Ian Happ and Seiya Suzuki, $21 million. Then comes Jameson Taillon at $18 million. And he's got enough. I'm just saying, he's the most movable
of those saying?
Guys. What I'm saying
but what are you saying? You're not the Pirates. You're not the Royals. You're not the Rays.
No.
Don't tell me salary dump.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't tell me salary dump.
If they trade him, it's because he makes $18 million
and
a year.
And then if that is true, and I'm not arguing with the premise, believe me, but then you think Cub fans were upset in hearing the concession and the defeat in Jed Hoyer's voice the other day? If they trade Jameson Taillon and it is perceived and interpreted as a salary dump, that would be cause for a bad reaction.
You know what, though, David?
I mean, I would be furious at that.
I'm not arguing whether or not you'd be furious. Do you think there'd be one person that would not show up at Wrigley Field because they traded a guy due to his salary.
It's a good point. And now that nowadays you can show up at Wrigley Field and wear whatever profane T-shirt you want, apparently. Did you see that?
Profanity's back.
Profanity's back at Wrigley, apparently.
It's back in all aspects of our life.
They should probably enforce that a little bit better.
Yeah.
Just by the way. But you're right. There's not going to be that kind of measured response or immediate response in terms of staying away or turning off the radio or TV or whatever. Cub fans are going to flock. But you can still be frustrated.
I agree.
And you can still voice your opposition and your problems. We're talking to Carter Hawkins. We're scheduled to tomorrow. I don't think we're going to, you know, pound the fist and say, don't trade J-Mo. But I would be pretty ticked off if they traded J-Mo.
You should wear your Don't Blaken Trade J-Mo t-shirt.